in to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit livingthepresent.co.uk.
Right, hello, welcome to episode 205 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb. And barefoot Sean Orford, how are you doing, Sean?
I'm very good. I've just come back from a walk, so I'm just resting my feet.
Well, that's funny of you to say that. I had a stroll today because we're talking about walking today, aren't we?
We are.
We should have done this podcast whilst walking.
Do you think?
I've actually often wondered if we could do that. I think it'd be some interesting results and we could talk about things we're looking at as well at the same time. Spring's here, isn't it? Summer's on its way.
Yeah.
Let's get some radio mics and get walking.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should do that.
Yeah, I think so. It's probably worth a pop in it, but we'll come on to that. But how are you doing? You okay?
Top is your iMacBook thing keep going offline.
What's that?
If we were walking around the lake.
Well, I wouldn't carry this laptop with me, but I'm sure I could stick my phone, stick it into my
I'll
phone.
Have to think somewhere,
don't yeah, we'll have a chat about that. Anyone out there that knows what we could do?
Yeah,
let us know. Or I should just say, first of all, livingthepresent.co.uk is our website for all the show notes and links to this show and all previous ones as well. Stick your email address in the box and we'll send you weekly alerts as well, or podcast alerts. Is that the right word?
Probably I think that's right.
Alerts, podcast alerts.
Alerting a podcast.
We don't want to scare anyone off with our alerts, do we? Podcast warning. Duck. Try that as well. And don't forget our friends at clearmindcushion.com. That's why we should have pre-recorded that. This little advertising slot. If you set the code, the discount code SELFHELP, you'll get a 10% discount on our friend Chris's fantastic meditation cushion. Well worth a look at that as well. What have you been up to, Sean?
Well, I've just been walking.
Apart from strolling, where did you go then?
We'd go round the lake. It's a marine lake, isn't it?
West Kirby,
beautiful. There's a lovely guy who used to work for a big company called Corks Out. Yeah, okay. Which was a wine place. And he peeled off and owned his own, opened his own place, first of all, in Heswell. And then in West Kirby, Whitmore and White.
Yeah.
And they've got a lovely place there where we go for this beautiful walk. And then go and have a glass of Prosecco or Cava and a lovely cheese.
You have to have gone on the walk first to be allowed in.
It's the only way you can justify it to yourself.
He checks your Fitbit and checks how many steps you've done.
Yeah, I'm now allowed to go to Whitmore. which is absolutely fabulous. And it's a lovely thing when Rhi and I do that together, because it feels like we're on holiday, the very thing we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
It feels like we've actually done something to really appreciate where we are, like we're on holiday.
Yep.
Has that same feeling, and it's just literally down the road. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, similar. We went for a little stroll this morning too, actually, as a fam from Brimstage Hall.
Yeah.
Kind of on the way to Heswell.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of breakfast there at the Mouse. They've kind of rebranded that little cafe thing as the Mouse now. A nice breakfast, and then we just took it was about 2 miles, I think. So we had the two little ones in tow. Will had his walking boots on now, so yeah, that's encouraging him to not go on my shoulders all the time.
Did I see he's banged his head again?
You did. Yeah. What did he do that on? He was behind the shed and he whacked it on a concrete post.
He's good at banging his head.
I know. He just attracts. It's like he must have the gravitational pull to his huge noggin is unbelievable.
Yeah.
He didn't bang it on this walk, but yeah, nice little stroll. But there's something about that country. Yeah, freshly cut grass, isn't it? And I did kind of feel like it was on holiday, you know, for an hour or so. Beautiful.
Yeah. But again, so what you were saying last time, we live in a lovely place.
We are lucky, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, you joked last week, or I didn't joke, but people don't leave the world when they come. Like, they can live there their whole lives and barely set foot, but it's got kind of a lot going on, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Being the countryside in no time, or into Liverpool.
Yeah. Or Chester.
Yeah, well.
I will take you there.
So go on, yeah, this is again your idea this week. What are we talking about?
The idea, it was two things to do. One is Rhi and I doing a particular mindfulness course, and part of what we've been doing is mindful walking. And it's struck me quite powerfully that when we breathe, we just breathe. We don't think about it. You know, we don't put any effort into it. It just happens. And yet when we become aware of our breathing, sometimes it's a bit kind of disconnected. It's a bit
shallow. Well, I just did it right then. Yeah, so I never think about breathing. Wait a minute. Yeah. I've stopped. Yeah.
Yeah. And being able to breathe into your body and to allow your breath to be and to enjoy your breath is quite a magical thing, because breathing fast increases your metabolism, burns up your energy, makes you tired. It's assumed that with your breath that you have an amount of breath between where you're born and when you die. If you average out people's breath, it's the same.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Right? Yep. But if you average out the breaths of an elephant and the breaths of a mouse, they're the same.
I've seen that in terms of heartbeat. And a mouse's heartbeat will beat, but it will have the same number of beats as a...
In a lifetime.
Ish. Yeah. Give or take 100 million.
Measuring lifetimes in heartbeats and breaths rather than in years is probably more accurate.
Mm.
So people that are tense and uptight and have very shallow breathing, which is fast, have increased metabolisms and increased heart rates. So, and they tend to burn up their time, whether it's years, however you'd mark that, quicker than someone who is relaxed and working slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the same thing's true about walking, that when you begin to walk and you begin to walk mindfully and be aware of how you're walking, because one of the tricks to walking in Tai Chi, they say you have to focus on the Tan Tien, which is 2 inches below the navel. That's the point there. And women do it quite naturally. If you walk behind a woman, you can always have that kind of rolling buttock. It's because their hips are working properly, whereas men are much stiffer. Yeah.
Right.
And having a good rolling buttock when you're walking means that you've got a chance of walking properly, because it means that your hips are relaxed. If your hips are relaxed, that means that your breath is deep and relaxed as well. The two things go together.
Mm.
So whereas we use breath as a focus when we're meditating, as you'll know, the thing about focusing into your Tan Tien or into that lower part of your pelvis when you're walking and being able to walk properly enables you to walk longer, in a more efficient way, because you're breathing appropriately. And walking in that sense is something that we're all doing all the time.
Mm.
Yeah?
We are.
How much do you walk?
Well, people have these fitness trackers on their wrists now, so it's hard to get away with it. So let's have a look at today. I've been on a decent walk with my fam. Number of steps. I'm up to 8,200, so not a huge amount, but
10,098.
Ooh, that says 5.15 kilometres for me. 5 kilometres, so.
Yeah.
Good little stroll, I guess. You're supposed to hit that 10,000, though. I think that's been debunked recently, as everything else. It's kind of a meaningless thing, but people like to hit the 10,000, don't they?
But, I mean, to do 10,000 when you were only doing 2,000 is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, well, I was going to come on to kind of Apple Watch Fitbits and trackers, fitness trackers later on, but the best thing... No, it's quite like a superficial device, this thing on my wrist, this Apple Watch. It's quite trendy and people go, oh, that's cool, can I have a go? But it's kind of become a part of me, my body, in a quite a cool, interesting way.
Are you enjoying it?
I'm not enjoying it. And actually, I'm not enjoying it at all. It's like a part of me now. And it's kind of given me readouts and given me information about how much I'm moving, which I didn't have before. So it has really encouraged me to get up and about more during the day when I'm working at my desk, to go get a glass of water or just take a stroll, just to kind of...
Is that every hour if you don't move?
If you haven't moved within the hour at 10 to, it will just kind of give you a little nudge and say, time to stand. So one of the things you're supposed to hit in the day in your little ring, in your rings,
all right,
are a standing goal. So for 12 hours, you're supposed to be up standing for 12 hours a day at some point in the hour. So you can, you know, you can cheat it and just stand, jump up and down and get then down. But down. I guess you've still got up.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, this thing is tracking my heart rate all day as well and all that as well, so it's pretty clever stuff, but
yeah,
it's good information, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it?
But for me, the idea of we don't walk enough is very real. I mean, one of the things for me about people complaining about diets and weight, I'm sure that back along, people used to eat much more fat than they do now.
Yeah.
And they didn't think about it, but they weren't sedentary. They weren't sitting in cars going to work, they were moving.
I know. I know, yeah. Well, you know, I'm an environmental nut, as you, as regular listeners will testify to, and yeah, I mean,
certainly a nut. That's...
So I'm doing the school run every morning, you know, and I'm kind of forced myself to have to walk and cycle to work because we've just got one car, and we could probably stretch to buy another one, but it's like, no, we're having one car, we're walking wheels to school, I'm cycling to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an office that was close enough for me to cycle to, but far enough away that I'd get a good little workout.
Mm.
But yeah, man, the school run, it's just crackers, man, with the number of parents dropping kids off in cars.
Mm.
And often I know where they've come from because everyone lives nearby, really. So it's like, well, you could have walked that. And in fact, I quite often set off after someone in their car and get there either the same time or just after. It's like crazy, but...
Yeah.
I know people have got to then get off to work and what have you, but...
But in terms of that awareness and awakeness and waking up to things, being more aware of what we're doing and not taking the car when you could be walking is so important. So this month is walking month.
Yeah.
Yeah? The month of walking. So I wonder how much, everyone that's listening to this, how much more could you walk this month?
Mm.
Not just even deliberately, okay, I'm going to go for a walk, but actually just doing what you would normally do. But not taking the car when you could walk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, it's so easy. Man, cars are amazing. Like, they are incredible now, especially even back from when I was a kid, and, you know, the cars my dad had were far less reliable than the cars now. They're just bulletproof cars now, aren't they? They can go for 100, 200,000 miles, you know, with a bit of service in here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're incredible machines. But they've made us pretty lazy, and we've kind of built our whole world around the car, haven't we? Like... Roads are just kind of, they just crisscross here, there and everywhere, and they cut people off from each other, they cut off wildlife from where they used to go and all that. I know there's kids that live on the other side of the road from where we are that don't play with my lads and the people where we are because parents don't want to let their, you know, kids crossing the road all the time. It's like they're 30 yards away and they don't play together.
Yeah, yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, but we don't allow kids to go out and play and walk and do.
Mm.
You know, we transport them over.
Yeah.
So I want to drop this in at this point because my resource for the week is the Ministry of Mindful Walking, which is an add-on from our friends.
Ooh. At
Headspace.
Headspace. Cool. You know?
And what he's talking about is if you're into mindful process, mindful meditation, how you can integrate the process of walking into your mindfulness.
Yeah,
and there's loads of stuff that you need to kind of read on, but basic points here, like when you're walking and you're observing it, you're noticing how your body's feeling. And when you're learning on about what your body's feeling, you're starting to feed into your emotions and understand what's going on inside you. Do I like it? Don't I like it? What do I feel? Tense? What's going on here? Yeah. So
yeah,
the first thing you'd say is when you're walking. Walk without trying to change it. Just observe it and feel it. Feel the way that things are going on.
Mm.
Yeah. And one of the things that I think this is really, really powerful, this bit. When you're in a car, you're in an enclosed environment, you're in your own universe, you miss the world around you.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're on a bicycle or when you're walking, you can smell the world, you can taste the world, and you can see the world. And most importantly, you can see other people.
Yeah.
And the thing that always hits me about walking around the Marine Lake down at West Kirby is how many people smile and say hello.
Mm.
Yeah, and people don't do that on a tube train. They don't do it in a regular street. But when you go for a walk, you know, you go down the Wirral Way, you've got Bidston Hill, people always stop and they spend the time of day with you. You know, they pass time.
Yeah, you kind of feel like you're in this little secret world, don't you? Friendly people that like speak to strangers and it's like, oh, you're in the walking crew. Yeah, you know about this.
Yeah,
but it's not much to it. You're just going out and you're going for a walk, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's this big hidden secret world that a lot of people don't know about.
And all those people that we walk around the lake that are coming the other way that you're chatting with are people that we drive past and have no contact with at all.
Yeah.
So we've got this kind of multifaceted thing for me in doing some walking, is that we're starting to observe our body, we're starting to observe other people, we're starting to tune in. And the issue about listening when you're out in the world, not only can you smell and taste, you can hear. You can hear the birds. Well, what do you do when you're in the car? Either it's all shut, you can hear the fan on your blower or your heater.
Yeah.
You can hear the radio or music playing. You don't actually hear the world that you're in.
I had an interesting little experience at the traffic lights on my bike the other day. I don't want to be one of those uppity, snooty cyclists who kind of feels like they've, you know, got one up on everyone. But it was pretty cool because a lot of car engines now have auto stop start, you know, when you take the clutch off.
Yeah.
So I pulled up at the lights and I was the first there, and then cars came up behind me and it was red for a while. So I just put my foot down and rested, and all three of the cars behind me, all their engines went off. It was really weird because it was so peaceful and so lovely. Yeah. Like, oh, I can't wait because, well, electric cars are on the way and, you know, they don't make any noise, apart from the tyre noise. There's not much in there now. So it was, I think we've forgotten what quietness is. Stillness.
But that kind of noise is busyness. Is it? It's like noise out there, but it's noise in our heads.
Well, there's kind of, because I've read a lot about how the drawbacks of so many parents taking their kids to school in the car. So you get, not only do you get all the traffic, you get the fumes and the pollution from there. You also get the noise, that noise level, which can raise levels of anxiety quite significantly, actually. So I had a really stark insight into that. It was amazing. All the engines shut off, the traffic lights.
Peace.
Like, oh,
no. We had a thing today, actually. We were walking around the lake, and as we came back up, the wind was blowing right onto us, and it seemed very loud.
Yeah.
As we turned the bend and came around, that's how it suddenly went quiet. That's how I'm going to turn the wind off. That was amazing.
Mm.
Yeah. So that whole idea of getting involved in the senses of where you are and not just passing it by or masking it with other stuff. Yeah?
Yeah.
And that sense of connecting with yourself, connecting with the environment, but also connecting with other people.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of runners out there as well, and one of the things to do when you're a runner is to take your headphones with you and have music as well. Should we say for the month of May, any runners or walkers that like to have music in their ears, they should try without to really connect? Or
inevitably people might kind of not like this as a statement, but it's like, as soon as you put headphones in when you're out there running, you're no longer where you are. You're somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You're not actually in the environment that you're in. Especially headphones, because headphones have that kind of blanketing quality where any other sound disappears, which is why lots of people with headphones don't really get run over.
Yep.
You know, just don't see it. And I think that things like headphones take us away from where we are.
Yeah. Yeah, okay? So you're really looking to unplug on a walk or a run.
If you're going to walk mindfully, if you're going to run mindfully, you need to be where you are.
Mm-hmm. Listen to them birds tweeting in the wind, coming and going and what have you.
Yeah.
I've read a bit, and I'm going to link to, I think, actually it's my resource of the week, so I'll go for that now. It's a TED Talk. I can't pronounce the name of the person. But basically saying, next time you have a meeting with someone, try doing it walking.
Oh, no, that's funny you should say that, because Reed did that the other day. Someone needed a meeting with her, and she said, because normally she'd walk across from the hospital to Claremont Farm to get a coffee going, and the person she was due to have the meeting with, she said, oh, it doesn't matter, I'll give up my coffee and come around the meeting. And the person said, oh, what do you do? And she explained, and she said, oh, no, let's have the meeting on the hoof.
Mm.
So they walked over together and got a coffee together and walked back. So they actually had the meeting in motion. It was so successful, that's what they're going to do.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So how many times do we face that kind of issue where we could do it differently? I used to do that with a counselling client. There was a guy in one of the hospitals in North Wales, and he could not sit still. There's no way he could sit down for an hour and talk to me. He was a physical worker. He worked like a groundsman, and he never ever sat down, never watched telly, anything like that. So what we would do is meet at the local park with the running gear on, and we'd jog around the park. And whilst we were jogging, he'd talk, and then he'd stop, and he'd kind of shout and jump up and down and kick a tree, and then we'd walk on a bit further, you know. And twice round the park was an hour, and then get back in the car, off you go, see you next week.
Cool.
Yeah. So, like, even that, the concept of therapy has to be in a room and in a closed space with people sitting at this 20-2 position that they sit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rather than actually you could be active doing it. Yeah.
Something in that. I know, well, yeah, I haven't watched the TED Talk yet, but we'll watch that in the morning. But I know from my experience, I don't do walking meetings, but I think I probably would benefit from it. I know that me and the chap Mike I share an office with, we're both, for some reason, whenever we get a phone call, we both end up on our feet walking around the office, pacing around the office. And I always have, even when I walked at home, I would end up, you know, upstairs for whatever reason, and then the guy on the other end of the line would say, oh, can you just check that email I've sent you while we're on? I'm like, oh yeah, hang on a minute, and I'd have to run back down to my laptop. So I think there's something within me that just likes to be on the move when I've got ideas coming out. Or
A guy I know, Chris, a business guy, he has a thing on his phone where he says, if you ring it, it says, hi, Chris here, I'm not available at the moment, I will be downloading this phone at 4 o'clock. If you want me to get back to you, then leave your name and number, say what you want, and I'll work my way through to you after 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's what he does. And at 4 o'clock, he puts his headphones on and goes out for a walk with his phone. Yeah, and he might have a notepad with him or whatever.
Yeah.
But he will walk however long it takes him to walk through the phone call.
To get through all the missed calls.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there are other ways of doing it and keeping mobile and keeping moving. The issue about mindful walking is using the walking as a meditation, using it as a way to become more aware of yourself and more aware of your environment.
Yeah.
On the basis that mindfulness is this increased awareness all the time.
Yeah. I know. I mean, apart from the exercise that I get, cycling the whatever it is, 6 kilometres to work every day and to and from, it's just a nice bit of peace and quiet. I mean, apart from the odd, well, daily incident where I need to kind of glare at a driver for nearly killing me every day. Different drivers every day.
It's someone driving out to get you.
Yeah, it's a nice 20 minutes at the start, 20 minutes at the end of the day where I just kind of can unplug, really. Yeah, from emails and craziness. Because generally I'm not in a mad rush to get to or from work because I set off in good time and I can just kind of take my time and enjoy it, really.
I was looking at the idea of getting a bike with an electric motor on it.
I was too. I have been as well, actually. Yeah.
When I'm out around the area doing like home visits and stuff like that, I could just as easily be on a bike as in a car. And with the shortcuts that you can take and stuff like that, it'll probably be
just as quick.
As quick, yeah.
Yeah.
But one of the things I was aware of when I did try it with an ordinary bike was arriving at places a bit sweaty. Whereas if you got the electric thing to whip you up a hill, you don't arrive there sort of dripping when you get to the other end.
Definitely. No, I kind of looked into that as well, actually, just for the odd little boost here and there. Would be quite handy. With the just installed shower facilities at our offices.
All right, well.
Because there's a new area open to a lot more people, and I think they're going to encourage folks to cycle in, and there's a shower there now, so
yeah,
I can show up and have a shower and get to work. But yeah, interesting, eh? Okay. So, should we talk result? We've both kind of mentioned our results.
Yeah. Well, my resource is the Headspace that we've promoted a lot because it's a fabulous app, and Andy Paddicum, the guy that runs it, is a really good guy.
Yeah.
Done some amazing work. He's done this kind of add-on, which is the Ministry of Mindful Walking, which I think is really fabulous.
Brilliant.
Really worth getting into. If you're into Headspace, get into it and have a look. If you're not into Headspace, get into Headspace anyway.
Check it out anyway. Yeah, all right, cool. And yeah, and mine was the TED Talk I mentioned about if you've got a meeting, take a walk. So I haven't watched it yet, but we can all watch it together.
Yeah.
Synchronised and...
Yeah.
Good theory.
Yeah.
Good theory.
But the kind of thing that would be interesting for me, to the people that are listening to this, is the kinds of things that, to me, make a difference to people in all different areas of emotional distress or well-being are things like walking are things like meditating. Mm. And I'd love to hear the stories of any of you out there who have had a useful effect from either meditation or getting into exercise. Have you seen a program that's on the TV at the moment, which is called Mind to Marathon?
I've seen it advertised or in the listings.
It's a two-part documentary, and very, very moving. Very, very moving. As a bunch of people who have different kinds of psychological disorders are trying to get their life together through doing exercise. Right. And it was amazing, absolutely amazing. And I know when I worked in psychiatry that when you get people actually exercising, you can reduce medication phenomenally.
Yeah.
You know, like 50%. You know, it's really, really good. And as hunter-gatherers, we're meant to be moving. We're not meant to be sat down.
Yep.
Our bodies are designed to be in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I know, because there was stuff online just in the last week about some crazy flying electric vehicle that's, you know, close to kind of, well, it's done its kind of prototype bits, and it might not be too far off actually putting it into practice in certain cities, so you can hop in a little electric pod that will whisk you off.
Yep.
And on paper it's brilliant, yeah, it's brilliant, it's technology, we're moving forward, but in reality, yep, just get on a bike, just walk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, live, choose an apartment or a house closer to your place of work.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey ho.
Yeah,
interesting times, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Livingthepresent.co.uk is our website, isn't it, Sean?
Yep.
Check it out. Check out clearmindcushion.com as well. Our friends over there, use the code SELFHELP for a 10% discount on your Clear Mind Cushion. Really cool little product. And that's about it. We'll see you all next week, won't we?
Yep. That's a good one. You have a good week.
See ya. See you, Sean. Care. Bye. Ciao.